And let me just revisit it for a moment, because I believe this thing about intentional living is a heart issue. It is not a psychological mind issue. It is not a mind trick that we're playing. We're not trying to get you whipped up and emotional to be able to, you can do it, you can do it, the little train that could. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we're wrapping up our 4 days on the topic of overcoming procrastination. We're calling it good intentions to God's intentions. Overcoming procrastination, knowing what God's will is and acting on it. There's a great joy when you do that, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So come on in and join us.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the concluding session for Dr. Randy's series, From Good Intentions to God's Intentions. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. You know, we've spent these 4 days talking about the process of procrastination, how it develops in our life. We gave examples from Scripture of those who did procrastinate, and obviously the difference it made in a negative way in their life. And we're talking about Nehemiah and the fact that Nehemiah's life was transformed as a result of acting from good intentions to actually God's intentions. So we're going to wrap up this series today as I take you back into my teaching center with my staff, and I share with you the final lessons here today on this topic. Let's go. This is a heart issue. I shared a passage with you in a lesson a few months ago from Hebrews chapter 4, where it's talking about God's Word. And let me just revisit it for a moment, because I believe this thing about intentional living is a heart issue. It is not a psychological mind issue. It is not a mind trick that we're playing. We're not trying to get you whipped up and emotional to be able to, you can do it, you can do it, the little train that could type of thing. Remember that little book to our kids? Yes, it can. Yes. Now, part of that's okay. We need to continue to fill ourselves with the truth. You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's a promise, and we need to hang on to that. But this is not an emotional, psychological concept of intentional living that says, just think yourself into success. Because it ain't going to get you there if it's not God's intention. But Hebrews chapter 4, listen to what it says here in verse 12. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. That's convicting. And then it says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, for all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give an account. And what the writer of the Hebrews is saying about this thing of intentional living is, and this is where I'm landing more and more every day in my own personal journey. I think I started, and I'm going to say that in a moment, but I think I started with intentional living to be more of a truth built on some psychological dynamics of telling yourself the truth, which is true. I mean, that's biblical as well, and I understand that. It's very powerful. And I'm starting to recognize more and more that intentional living isn't, here it is, intentional living is a decision of the motives of our heart. It's the motives of our heart that God sees. So why do I want to have a healthy body? Why do I want to get out of debt? Why do I want to stop criticizing my spouse? Those are questions of motivation, see? So I can have a happy marriage, have more money in the bank account, and look good. But if we truly believe that living an intentional life comes down to motive, then it gets us back to healthy body, because it's a temple of the living God. Then when I'm ready to eat something I shouldn't eat, that is a totally different statement I'm telling myself. Then I just need to lose weight so I'm healthier and I can get off medication for blood pressure. It's because my body belongs to him and I dishonor him. when I don't take care of it. When I waste money or I'm foolish in spending money, it's not a matter of I need to get out of debt and I need to meet a budget for the month. It's because everything belongs to Him. Does this make sense? I'm not going to yell at my wife and I'm not going to criticize my kids because I am a dad and a husband and I have responsibility and I'm going to stand before God someday and be accountable for how I parented my kids. And the Bible says, don't exasperate your children, but bring them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And it's not about psychological techniques to raise your kids to have good self-esteem. Because I'm convinced that if we, as followers of Christ, move from good intentions to God's intentions and understand what His intention is for every area of our life, our kids will grow up with good self-esteem. Our bank account will be where it should be. And our bodies will be in the shape they're supposed to be in. Does that make sense? And the more I study and try to understand intentional living, and boy, I got so far to go because I am so stinking weak in some of these things. We joke about procrastinating. I mean, that's an issue. You know what I do, though? I'll tell you what it is for me. I'm convinced that the problem is, to me, it's not a lack of having bad intentions. I just have too many good intentions. I need less good intentions, and I need to follow through with the ones I have. And so when we talk about this thing of living an intentional life, and when I'm standing in a conference and I'm saying, at the end of the day, what one thing will you do today that will honor Christ? I'm really saying, what one thing today will you do that bring pleasure to Him, to know His intention for you in that area of your life? I am convinced, staff, I'm convinced, those listening, that if every day we ask ourselves that question, what one thing today is your intention for my life in this area, it can be transformational.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I just wanted to let you know that your program really, truly does change lives. My husband has bipolar disorder and has had some severe manic episodes where he becomes delusional and very threatening and has been hospitalized in the past. And about a year and a half ago, I had an affair more than once with his best friend that he works with, and I worked with that man's wife. And I just felt an enormous amount of guilt after it's been going on for about 6 months, and it just came out of nowhere. And I talked to a therapist, and she told me I needed to tell my husband, and I didn't because I was scared he was going to quit taking his medication for the bipolar disorder. And he ended up finding out anyway. Thank God that we got caught and everything's out in the open and I feel so free now. Even though I have quit my job so this other woman doesn't have to look at me and my husband has quit taking his medication, is in a hospital involuntarily now, and I've never been closer to God. And your story that you had on today, I just happened to turn it on the way to go visit my husband, and it was talking about controlling and how your marriage can be at a horrible place, but if you just keep praying and stay on God's path. I turned it on just at the right moment, and you said just the right thing at just the right time, and God is working in my life like I've never believed. I've never felt closer to anyone or ever felt so close to God, and I'm a new Christian, and I just want to tell you what a difference your program has made in my life. Just every day to get through each moment, you know, having no job now, no income, and a husband that wants a divorce. And you give me hope every day along with my prayer and God speaking to me. And I'm living intentionally by just keeping my ears open and trying to hear every day what God wants, not what I want. Because every time I do what I want, it just backfires tremendously. And every time I do what God wants, I feel good about it when I do it. Even if it's not something I want to do, I always feel good when I do it. So I just want to thank you for your program.
You're very welcome, and it's a privilege to do this program, and your story is just amazing. And you're right in the middle of it. This isn't like, hey, it's all done. We're in the middle of it. Life gets really messy in the middle, and God bless you for sharing. I hope you are listening today, because I'm going to come back to the very last session on this four-day series on overcoming procrastination. And I'm going to challenge you to focus on one thing in a moment from my teaching. It's going to be asking God every day, what's the one thing today, God, you have for me? What is your intention for me today? Acting on that power of one thing. We're going to get into that in just a moment. I'll be sharing with you, by the way, how you can get this entire series after I take you back into the teaching area with my staff and continue to share with you this final session on good intentions to God intentions. I am convinced, staff, I'm convinced, those listening, that if every day we ask ourselves that question, what one thing today is your intention for my life in this area, it can be transformational. I would invite some of you who are looking for a study in Scripture to start spotting God's intentions in Scripture. Start looking for His intentions. Look in the book of Genesis. What were His intentions at the beginning? Where did we mess up? Where did intentions turn into good intentions and then procrastination and failure? All throughout Scripture, we see God's intention for marriage, God's intention for family, God's intentions for parents, for finance, for health. We see God's intentions for holiness and righteousness. And if we can discover what those are, and then our motivation comes from our heart to say, okay, I got to have a plan. You know, this doesn't happen just because I know this. I know God's intention is that I should take better care of my body. It's not going to happen because I know that. I got to do something about it. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just pray, God, when I wake up tomorrow morning, could you just have like 20 pounds gone? I mean, just this is like a healing, a big healing overnight, you know? Maybe 40 pounds. Everybody said, Michael, okay. Doesn't work that way. God, I want to wake up tomorrow morning and have my finances where they need to be. I want my marriage back tomorrow. Doesn't work that way. Now, He can heal. He can do those things. We know that. He does. But many times in our process, He requires us to continue to be faithful in doing the things that He has commanded in His intentions for our life. So when we look at this idea of a good intention, and we know that the pathway to hell is littered with good intentions, right? And they are. There's a lot of people in hell today who had a good intention of not being there. And you probably all know people who are now gone who had a good intention of not going there. And they're there. And I don't think the average person gets up and says, you know, I want to go to hell. That's where they ended up. People don't get married thinking, I have a good intention to have a 50-year marriage. There's none of you who've been through a marriage that failed on the day you got married thought to yourself, this thing is going to be shot in 3 years. I can ruin their life in 4 months. None of you had that. These things happen, see. And it comes back to saying, God, what is your intention? How do I, as a follower of the way, not be a Felix, but be a Nehemiah. Not be a Felix that says, I'll send you away and call you back another time, but I'll be a Nehemiah and I'll stop and I'll fast and pray and mourn, put a plan together and act. He had one central thing. Nehemiah didn't have a bunch of good intentions. He had one. Rebuild those walls. And he put everything he had into that. Just think how your life could be radically changed if you got focused on one thing in your life that you know could make a huge difference that God's speaking to you about. And that is a God intention. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word and for these stories. For Nicodemus, we don't know the whole end of that story, but we certainly know your response. The rich young ruler, sad to see him with a good intention come into your presence and walk away because his motives were wrong. Felix, who we don't know all of his intentions. Certainly some were evil. He wanted to be paid off to free Paul, but we don't know if he was truly listening, if he was absorbing the truth, and we don't know the outcome. You do, obviously. But Father, we're here and alive and breathing today, and we still have an opportunity to seek your intention for our life in an area that you may have revealed to us even during this hour of listening to this. Father, I pray that we will not be like Felix and say, I'll come back at another time, but won't even leave this place this morning without taking the attitude of Nehemiah to say, I'm going to just stop and pause and allow you to speak to my life about that area of my life, to be obedient in response in a way that will lead to action and to pleasing you. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help you turn your good intentions into God's intentions. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Before you make another decision in your life, one of those decisions that really will alter the course of your life or certainly impact other people, I've got a tip for you.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, our intentional counselor and coach.
You know, we've created intentionals for making important decisions. 10 things that you need to ask yourself before you make an important decision. Here's just one on that list. Number 4 says, what does God's word say about it? Does the Bible speak to the decision you're about to make? I can't tell you the number of times I've heard people who've made dumb decisions and then try to justify it that God was in the middle of it without ever looking at the Bible to determine if indeed God had spoken about that issue. So I would encourage you today to look into Scripture about whatever decision you're about to make. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
An intentional life in Christ can make all the difference.
After almost 3 years of offering relevant biblical advice on the radio, Dr. Randy Carlson has become a trusted voice in so many homes. Ideas on parenting, marriage, finance, and anything else life has in store. And now, you can access that helpful information in the palm of your hand when you download the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Audio and video clips on all sorts of subjects. Access to the daily radio program. You can even interact with others on the Intentional Living blog. Visit your app store and download it today. From the Intentional Living Center.
Your love can last a lifetime, but it won't happen by accident. At the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, Dr. Randy Carlson will show you how to divorce-proof your marriage. You'll learn how to develop intimacy goals and love habits. Plus, you'll discover the one thing that all successful couples do. Register today for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to the Phoenix area July 15th and 16th, and to Michigan July 23rd. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's the IntentionalLife.com, presented by the Intentional Living Center.
All right. Hey, by the way, as you make plans to join us at the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, think about bringing some friends with you. Maybe you can make it a double date night or whatever. And, you know, it's the summer. We've never done conferences in the summer before. We thought, hey, you know what? We need a summer date break. And so we're putting on three different, we meaning me, I'm going to be teaching. Johnny and Stacy Stone will be with me at the conferences in Arizona. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to just really be unpacking the intentional love process. What does that mean? I mean, what do you actually do? How do you begin to communicate? How do you solve problems? How do you overcome procrastination? How do you start to, you know, become soulmates as God intended in marriage? What is God's intention for marriage and how does it work? How to set godly goals, how to eliminate clutter, how to focus on the kind of habits that we call love habits that can make a difference in your life. And so here are the three locations, two in the Phoenix area on Friday night, July 15th in Mesa. That'll be 7 o'clock. It'll be about 2.5, 3 hours long. And then the next day, Saturday afternoon in Glendale, at 3 o'clock at the Glendale Nazarene Church, and then the following weekend, Saturday morning, So you can see we're doing evening, then an afternoon, and then in Michigan, Saturday morning, July 23rd at Youth Haven Ranch in Rives Junction. And Peter Brooks is going to be with me there at that conference, I understand. That's going to be fun, along with the Youth Haven team. So you can get your tickets today, limited seating. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And click on the events or the rotating tile on the Intentional Love Conference and get registered, because, boy, we're getting close now. Time's passing, just a very few weeks away. Also, when you're at the website, if you're not a member of the Intentional Living team, I invite you to come and join us and stand in support of the ministry. And since we've just wrapped up this four-day series, I want to remind you that as you share a gift with the ministry today, the best gift that you can, we want to send to you this entire four-day teaching on good intentions to God intentions, overcoming procrastination, I suppose we could have called this. And it's going to be our gift to you on CD. All you have to do today is go online and share the best gift. Let us know, and we'll get this to you. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717, and you can press prompt number 4, okay? We're going to turn back to our storyline. We have a storyline that's active all the time here, hundreds and hundreds of comments and stories and questions. And by the way, if you have a question for me, share it with me, and I'd be happy to answer it here on the air in the days ahead. Just, again, call 888-888-1717. I think we have a couple questions standing by, Steve. Let's begin with number one.
Hey, yes, sir. I have a question. You know, the Bible says not to be unequally yoked. And we were actually equally yoked when we first got married. Since then, we've been married 20 years. I lost my faith about 4 years ago. I'm no longer a believer, and that has really caused some issues between my wife and I. I kept my integrity, never had any problem with that. Didn't, you know, decide to be an adulterer or thief or any of that. But I am atheist. And I go to church with them. It's just the constantly feel like I have to be a part of that anymore causes us rift. My name's Chuck. If you have a way that we could just live at peace with each other, thank you.
Hey, Chuck. And you know what? I am absolutely glad, thrilled that you're listening to Intentional Living. And let me just parentheses, Chuck, don't listen for a minute. We got Chuck's listening. To Intentional Living. We got people tuning in every day who are just looking. They're looking, they're searching, they want answers, and they understand at some level that intentional living makes a difference. So, Chuck, I'm glad you are listening. And let me say this. I have a high regard and respect for your integrity to simply say, hey, I don't believe anymore. This is who I am. You're not playing games. You're not hiding. You're not trying to be somebody you're not. I'm concerned for your soul. I mean, I have to be honest with you, and I'm sure your wife is, and your family is concerned as well, and rightfully so. And so we're going to pray for you that God will move in your life. Now, let me give you a practical answer. You love your wife, and you go to church, even though you're not at this point buying what you're hearing. You go there because you love her. And I think that you need to come to a truce with your wife, and I would say to your wife, if she's listening, you are not the Holy Spirit. It's not your job to change Chuck or to get him back in the family. It's not your job. You pray for him. You love him. You honor him. You do all the things that you can do just to be the wife that God intended for you to be and let God do the rest. But Chuck, I'll tell you what, we're adding you to our prayer ministry here. And I hope that's a practical answer for you. And my friend, I'm glad you're listening today. Wow.
Hi, Randy. I'm out here trying to stay alive. My commitment is to try to keep the faith. I've lost everybody, everything. I've had 30 years of sin, 30 years of hell on earth. And I am coming out of it in the last couple of years, but I'm still alone. And every day, my commitment is to just keep going forward and someday love myself. My question is, how do you begin to love yourself after hurting so many people and sinning so much and being in bondage? God has been so good to me, and it's just hard to let myself be.
Wow. Boy, these are heavy. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you're listening to Intentional Living, as well. I just to give you a really practical answer, and I really based on the teaching of Scripture here. We either believe that God forgives or He doesn't. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and we have to stand with that. And then secondly, I would encourage you not to try to work your way into forgiveness, accept His forgiveness, and then turn your attention to serving others. In other words, let your acts of love and care and concern unselfishly toward others become the way that you really give appreciation for God's forgiveness for you. And when you do, let the feelings follow, okay? They may not be there at front. Let them follow. They may not lead. You lead with God's help, and then let the feelings follow later.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Sarah, and I just wanted to call and say thank you for your ministry and for your radio station and everything that's fed on it, because every day on my way to work, I listen to your program, and it just lifts me up, gets me motivated, gets me in the right mind when I'm going into my work, and I'm a waitress. So being able to touch everyone that I come in contact with the love of Christ is just so phenomenal, and I love my job because of this, and you really have a very important part in that. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and I appreciate your calls. By the way, when you listen to Intentional Living, we play a lot of these spots and calls and things from people. Because this is your show, this is your program. I'm just here as a cheerleader and to bring some of the understanding of what Scripture teaches and what our research shows on living intentionally. We're here to serve you and love you and care for you, and I thank you for allowing me to do that. That's why we share your stories. As we wrap this up today, a couple things quickly. A reminder, this is the last opportunity that the entire four-day series, Good Intentions to God Intentions on CD, Overcoming Procrastination, is our gift to those who will stand with us in this listener-supported ministry today. All you have to do to join us is go to theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. You can sign up there. Let us know. It'll give you a box you can click, and we'll make sure that the CD gets to you. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And then one more time on the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. We're very passionate about this, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. For couples in Mesa, Friday night, July 15, Saturday afternoon, July 16 in Glendale. Johnny and Stacy Stone will be with me at those two events. And then I'll be in Michigan. Peter Brooks will be joining me at Rives Junction, Michigan, Youth Haven Ranch, Saturday morning, July 23rd. Limited seats. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com. A powerful, personal program topic tomorrow on adoption. Hope you'll join me here at Intentional Living.